Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Keith Terrigan. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
Sure. It's B. Terpel, B as in boy, T as in Tom, U-R-P-E-L at att.net.
Thank you. And may I please have the first and last name on the account?
Barbara Terpel, T-U-R-P-E-L.
Thank you. I do see where you tried to make an account for public records, but the charge didn't go through. How may I help you?
Well, I don't understand that because I use cards that I know have money on them, and we have nothing wrong with our accounts, and I use two different debit cards, and so there's something malfunctioning, but it's asking for a password, and I don't have one, and I asked for it to send me one, and because it says I have an account. And I don't know where to go from here because it didn't send me a link to upgrade it or, you know, establish a new one. Don't know what to do.
Are you using a Visa or MasterCard?
Yeah, a MasterCard debit, two different ones. And they said that both of them didn't, and for a dollar, I mean... Nope, no problem.
Yes, ma'am. The charge is a $1 deposit and an $18.95 charge. You can try refreshing the page and try putting in your card information again to see will it work, or you can try waiting a few minutes and try seeing will it work again.
Well, it's still got $18.95 in there in both accounts, more than that, but that's neither here nor there. But it's not working, and I did talk to somebody there a short time ago when I never received an email to help me reset it, a password.
Yes, ma'am. You previously had an account with us, ma'am, in 2020, but that account was already canceled. You have to make a new account. You can try refreshing the page or waiting a few minutes to try again. We do accept Visa and MasterCard. I'm not really sure why it's not accepting your card number.
Well, there's something wrong on that end because I have two different debit cards, and they both have money in them. I asked the lady before if there was a place to put a password. She said, no, there's no need for a password. Well, there is a need for a password, and I don't know it. So I filled out the email thing where I wanted it sent to the link to reset it, and it didn't send it to me either. So something's wrong. I can't make it clear. It's something's wrong with the mechanism. You know, the technology, something's going on.
And you can try waiting a few minutes, ma'am, or try typing in the website again, retyping in the website, and try putting in your card information to see will it work, ma'am.
So what happens when that doesn't work?
You can try using a different card number if you want to accept the card.
But there's money in my bank.
You should accept the card if it's money in there, ma'am, and it's a Visa or
right.
MasterCard.
Yeah, plus we have overdraft protection. We've got credit cards. We've got debit cards. It's all good. There's no reason for it to not accept it. It's what I'm saying. There's no reason. There's nothing wrong with my card.
Okay, ma'am, I understand there's nothing wrong with your card. You can try refreshing the page and try typing in the website, or you can wait a few minutes and try again. We don't do any orders over the phone. It has to be on the website.
No, I don't want to do.
There's nothing I can do if it's not accepting your card, ma'am.
No, it's nothing to do with my card because my card's fine. What I'm saying is that there's something wrong on that end because it's not even sending me a reset email. You see what I'm saying? I ask it to send me another reset email, and it doesn't even do that. Oh, dear. So I'm going to do this again, and it's gonna fail again, and then I'll call back, and it'll do the same thing. Right? Oh, you're worthless.